The theme of the message today is titled, The Crack in the Pot. And our reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then am I strong. Like the Apostle Paul, many of us are born with or find ourselves in situations of weaknesses or disadvantages. Many of you have heard about the story I'm going to tell you, as it's been going around on Facebook. It's about the old woman who had two pots and one had a crack in it. And because it's so popular at the moment, I've chosen to use it for our Christmas message. This old lady had two large pots in which she carried water. Each hung on the opposite ends of a pole which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the woman only delivering 1.5 pots full of water to her house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the old woman one day by the stream. I'm ashamed of myself because the crack in my side causes me to leak all the way back to your house. Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side, but not on the other pot side? Said the old lady. That's because I've always known about your flaw, and I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you've watered them. For years, I've been able to pick those beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house. The simple fact is that you are a picture of a cracked pot. As I look around at us all, he has a crack, I have a crack, she has a crack. We all have cracks of one kind or another. Cracks that cause us even to have hang-ups. Cracks that cause you to feel a certain degree of emptiness. Like the pot which became half empty because it couldn't hold the water and felt a sense of shame. Some of us have cracks in our lives that we are not at all happy about. The old woman who carried the two pots was aware that one had a crack in it and used the leaking water to water the flower seeds which she had planted along the route she traveled. Just like the old woman, God is aware of your crack. He is aware of your hang-ups and knows about your difficulties and fears of life. However, I'm here to tell you that Christmas time is when approximately 2,000 years ago, when this great God manifested himself as a little baby Jesus to bring light into the world. As John chapter 1 verse 5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This light is there for all of us. It shines on all of our cracks, but it does not penetrate your cracks until you exercise your will to receive it. The light of Christmas has not come to remove your cracks. Otherwise, you would become like the perfect pot without a crack. The light of Jesus has come this Christmas time to penetrate your crack so that it will fill your emptiness, so that it will remove your insecurity and comfort your feeling of rejection, and even give you strength to help you overcome your addiction, which you might be suffering from. If you would like to receive the light of Jesus this Christmas, then say a little prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm conscious of your light and need you to come through the cracks of my life and fill up the empty spaces. Help me to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. In Jesus' name, amen. Just like the pot with a crack in it, we often feel inadequate and unfit to fulfill the tasks we are given to do. However, out of what appears to be qualities and positions of weakness, we underestimate the degree of innate creative skills which we possess. These weaknesses are actually attributes that our faith needs to succeed. With such faith, David defeated Goliath, and Zacchaeus climbed into a tree so he could see Jesus. In the end, like the pot with a crack in it, who was able to put its trust in the old woman who carried it. In the same way, we must be able to put our trust in Jesus and learn to let him inspire us to use what appears to be our weaknesses and disadvantages for noble causes. This is because our strength lies in our faith in Christ, who enables us to overcome whatever challenges we are faced with. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a healthy and prosperous New Year in 2022. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Father, 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 Is in this place.